They don't want to make imamat. They're sitting in the toilet. They're waiting for namaz time to finish. Or namaz must start. Somebody else must start imamat. And then ulama, 5, 6 in the town. Nobody wants to make imamat. And they're sitting in the toilet in namaz time. So at the time of ibadat, we go and sit in the toilet there. That is not at all correct for an...
Besides, Allah Ta'ala compared two people, one whose heart Allah had opened for Islam, who doesn't suffer any inferiority complex about Islam, who does not have any reservations of any of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and his heart is wholly open, and he accepts Islam, and Islam becomes his second nature. Everything has been explained, and Allah not only has explained it, but given examples. Many explanations, especially if they are academic, the ordinary person finds very hard to comprehend and understand it. But by example, everyone understands. The person who's got a very academic mind, a person who's got a very dull mind, one particular quality, it speaks very straightforwardly. And all this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ يَتَّقُونَ, so that people could have taqwa, fear the punishment of Allah, so that they could live a righteous and pious life and benefit the fruit of it in this dunya also, and moreover and particularly in the akhirat. So every master wants this work to be done now, and wants it to be done in a very particular way. What is the terrible condition of that slave? On the other hand, وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ, or ek marad hai pura ek shakhs ka, and another slave belongs only to one master. He only has to please him, and that master is a kind, but for that also, alhamdulillah, that a person belongs solely, only to Allah Ta'ala. For us to understand perhaps a little bit more easier, if there is a woman who belongs to several husbands, and each husband make a demand on her, if that was at all permissible, what should be the life of that woman? Which husband must she go to? Her, wo bahut log samajh nahi rakhte. But in spite of this, the vast majority of the world are mushriks, and they don't understand this. And we who claim Tawheed as Muslims, we must also think how much of shirk we have got. Like for example, a person who's convinced, my shop gives me my rosy, my certificate, you also will leave this world one day, you will die, you will pass away, and they also, in here also ponder about your death. You can't, you don't want, your nafs doesn't want you to accept these examples. You don't want to turn to Tawheed. Think, at least I'm going to die. What will be my condition in my grave? All this pride, and his nafs will fight. The nafs will blame the ruh, you didn't guide me to righteousness. And the ruh will blame the nafs, you didn't support me, and you didn't help me to do right things. When I wanted to go for namaz, you will tell the body, you were lazy, you didn't get up and go. When the body wanted to do something right, the ruh didn't.
Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi passed away, and his humility, humbleness, his coming years, made his linked up with Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib down Zarakatum. So Hazrat Mawlana is a very great alim. Inshallah, he will be giving us a few minutes of advice. We humbly request the brothers to bear with us, inshallah, for a few minutes, and then thereafter we will translate the advices he is giving us to the English language.
Alhamdulillah. Allah wala banne ka kya nuska hai? Jal Allah wala banne ka kya nuska hai? To Hazrat ne bataya, char nuska hai. Char nuska hai. Plain jaise. Plain jaise. Jahaz jaise. Haan? तो प्लेन के अंदर जहाज के अंदर देखिए इतनी कि उस टाइम में बिल्कुल ठीक हो गया क्या हुआ उसके अंदर एक गैस होता है गैस तो ये गैस अगर कोई दुश्मन सुराख कर दे हां वहां गैस तैयार होने नहीं देबे हां सुराख कर देबे तो सुराख से गैस निकल जाएगा तो प्लेन नहीं उड़ सकेगा پلان نہیں ہو سکے گا تو گیس ہونا بھی ضروری ہے تاکہ اہل اللہ کو پکڑنے کے بغیر کوئی اگر راستہ نہیں بھی زندگی ختم ہو جائے گا وہ اللہ تک نہیں پہنچ سکے گا زندگی ختم ہو جائے گا اللہ تک نہیں پہنچ سکے گا ہمارے حضرت اللہ کراچی بتلاتے تھے ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر دونوں زمانہ ہے حال زمانہ ہے اور مستقبل زمانہ ہے تو مطلب کیا ہوا کہ تم کیسے اللہ والوں کو پکڑ لو وہ اگر دنیا سے چلے جائے تو جو زندہ اللہ والا ہے اس کو پکڑ لو हां जो उनसे उनको पकड़ लो, मतलब किसी टाइम में तुम अल्लाह वाले के साया से बिल्कुल मुस्तगनिम होकर ना रहो। जो अपने को मुस्ताकिल के अंदर नमाज है, रोजा है, हज है, zakat है, सब कुछ है, उसके बावजूद वो जन्नत में नहीं जा सकेगा। हां वो यह है रूहानी एक मरज की वजह से, वो यह है ला यदखुल जन्नत मा कान फी قلبه مثقال ذره من خردل من كمت او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام ہر قسم کی حفاظت۔ ہاں بس اور چوتھے نمبر ہے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقے کے مطابق چلنا، یہ ہے رانوائی۔ اللہ ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ حضرت مولانا mentioned this ayat of the Quran Sharif, اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. If fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think, and the plane is flying, it will definitely come down because the pressure in the aeroplane is not right. And number four, you have to have a runaway. These four things, then the plane will be able to take off. It will take you very, very quick distances, so much of weight, so much of passengers, but they will reach the destination. You see, similarly, from spiritually, a person wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs this fourth command. And it is made from the fi'l mudari, the present and future tense. So because it is made from the form, which shows a present and future tense. So wakunu means stay present in the present moment and in the future also, at all times, remain in the company of the pious people. That is, even if one sheikh has to pass away, leave this world.
Ready. Where are you going to go in your life? Which countries you will be going? Where will you be born? Where will you die? Whether you will be a rich man, poor man, whether sometime rich, sometime, when will you be happy? When will you be safe? Wa a'lamu bikum. Allah knows everything. So how can't we turn to such a Allah, surrender to such a Allah, and it looked after me so well. So a person who tells Allah, I got nothing, I got no brains, I got no money, Allah, I'm surrendering to you. See how Allah, I got these problems in my life, I got no solution to these problems, I'm handing myself over to you. A person who hands himself to Allah, Allah takes him more than what formed completely. That's why it is light brown, it is grey, it is green, and we like all that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes were black eyes. The hours of Jannat, perfect, beautiful, black-eyed houris of Jannat. And those say that is the most. Today our taste is different. We have lost our taste completely. We don't know what it is. So anyway, every madness and what qasam Allah has taken, the responsibility, I made this human being. So it's Allah Ta'ala, Alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum, and all this exercise for what did Allah do it? La'allakum tattaqoon. So that you fear Allah, you observe the commands of Allah. A whole exercise of the Salah we read, where Hadrat says that don't go on to the next Anwar until the first Anwar you have brought it into your life. So the first ayat, the first command, if we haven't practiced, and if we bring this, the whole Quran becomes easy. Then to observe any command of Allah, whatever, to observe parda, to observe, to stay away from interest. Hey, and you pay for it, it's my money, I'll do what I want to. Maulana, you don't tell me anything. My friend, it's not your money. It's an amanat in your hand which Allah has given you. This, if we can realize, my time is an amanat, my money is an amanat, whatever capabilities, your ilm, in the ilm in indi, my knowledge, I did this. No, that also Allah.
يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا دعاء حرم لذتي ملتزم هو عطا سبق يا نعمتي مغتنم إذا أتم جنك صدق میں مسلم و مومن ہے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا حرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے مالک یا اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدے حرم
ایوہ الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-kareema, we are ordered to have taqwa, and in order to acquire taqwa, to stay with the sadiqeen, and with their barakat. Also, every masjid, the malaika abound this. So when we go to the masjid, make niyat also of the company of the malaika. And when we go in jamaat also, then most of the time we should try and spend in the masjid proper. For our necessity, there is a separate room, we go and sleep there. وَتَعَظِيمًا وَتَشْرِيفًا وَتَكْرِيمًا وَمَهَابًا. Oh Allah, increase this house of yours in great honor, everything, increase it all the time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Jazahumullah Khair, what a ma'rifat Allah and what points Allah Ta'ala had blessed us with, that for the Kaaba Sharif, when a person sees it, why is that? Hazrat explains that if these righteous and pious people have so much awe that people are afraid to come near them, then they won't benefit. So for them we have that they have always, they have such a relationship that they are easily approachable. And you can go to them, you can meet with them, you can sit with them, and that the person has all this knowledge and everything, and at the same time he's easily approachable also. And you enjoy sitting with him, in that way people benefit tremendously. May Allah make us, our children, all like that, and that we work in that direction, inshallah. So here this poem, and also we can see the great lovers of Allah, and the stones, as you see, there's nothing out there. Nothing really grows there, hardly really any shrubs or anything. But a person who has got love for that also, then what is that? Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat explained that when he was tempted by Zulaikha for guna, he said, I would to go to the jail in the lament of the du'as. They were lost to everyone, just crying to Allah Ta'ala.